Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I don't know why it hit me last night the way it did, but it almost sent me into a mini panic attack that Christmas is really close.
Yeah, it is.
So close.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, literally cool. Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally right around the corner, man.
47 sleeps.
Is it 47?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help.
I think it's because the weather's been so warm, too. It's kind of messing with your mind that it's not as close as it really is.
But then you look at the calendar, and that doesn't lie. I'm assuming that the three of you, Abby, Cassie, and Kristen, have already bought presents for some people on your Christmas list.
Yes.
I just got my Christmas jammies yesterday.
No.
No. Okay, I'm surprised by that.
No.
Mm-mm. My present was done for you.
You got me a gift?
Months ago.
What?
I saw it, got it.
Thank you for the heads up, so now I can get you a gift and not be awkward.
No, that's not what's supposed to happen.
Oh, sorry. We got rules. What are the rules?
We do a secret Santa because our staff got so big. And then also during the pandemic, people were struggling as far as like with other members in their household. And we started doing a secret Santa. And that way you buy one person a gift and it's $25.
That's stupid.
I remember when I got lots of presents.
Yep. How about when you bought him puppies?
Yeah, I know. We don't do that anymore.
Oh, so you get to give puppies and you're like, okay, that's the last time we can do that.
Puppies was when we were still giving each other, like everybody was giving each other gifts.
The one I saw for Abby was too good. So I'll do it on the side.
Okay.
Right.
Yay!
But it's really good.
Oh, now we're doing side piece secret Santa.
All right, let's get to Eve here. She needs some closure. I mean, she went where most people don't go, and that is like hooking up with your bestie, man. Hey, Eve.
Hey.
Good morning. Okay, tell us a story and why you need closure now.
Okay, so yeah, like you said, I did date my best friend, Sean. And I don't know. I mean, like at first we were just friends. Like we were really good friends for about a year and we were like dating other people and it was, you know, no big deal. And then one night we were drinking and Sean and I kissed. And at first I was like, oh, maybe that, you know, maybe it was nothing. But then he started seeing someone else and I was like, oh no, I have feelings for Sean. So I told him and he ended that relationship he was in and we dated for 2 months. Yeah. And then out of what honestly like felt like nowhere, he just broke up with me and I asked why. And he said that he liked me too much, which honestly like doesn't make any sense to me. So I was super devastated, honestly, and I was confused. And so I just distanced myself and I hadn't talked to him. And it's been a couple months and I still am like reeling from this. Like, I don't know what happened and I want to know why, like why this happened and why he dumped me.
Okay, let's chew on this for just 1 second. The reason here, the reason that I like you too much, because it feels like in most cases, a very ninth grade reason to break up with somebody. Like you're just looking for an excuse, but here we are as adults and it can happen. Like maybe he felt too strongly because you guys have this history.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but wouldn't that be, like, better, you know, that we already, like, knew each other so well? And
I do
like,
think so, yes. Yes, I do.
It might mean that he feels like she's endgame and that he really loves her and can see a life with her, and he's not ready for that yet.
That could be.
I feel like this is a little delusional. I feel like this is the kind of thing that your friends tell you when you go through a breakup and they want to make it any reason except for you. Mm. Eve, when you say he liked you too much, did you feel like in those 2 months, did you feel like this guy's really, really into me as to where it could be plausible that he does just like you too much?
I mean, yeah, we were having a really good time. Like, I did think he really liked me. But I don't know, like, when you said he liked me too much, I was worried that that was, like, you're saying, like, it was, like, as a friend or something. I don't know.
Though I do really hate that as a reason. I could see how, adding on to what Kaz said earlier, that maybe because he had just got out of a relationship and then you guys were friends, it was a lot going on for him at that time, and he probably just wasn't ready to process it at all. And he maybe didn't want to hurt your feelings because you were a friend, so that was the best he could come up with. That I can see happening.
Or let me throw this out there also, because you guys were quote-unquote best friends, right? So you have a deep history with this guy.
Well, she said, I had a best friend, Sean, for about a year before we started dating. So, I mean, how long have you guys been, like, besties?
Yeah, it was a year before we started dating.
So, I mean, they don't have a history there.
Okay, because bestie to me means, like, you guys have known each other for a really long time. So, all right, that's off the table.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right,
we were really close. We, like, did everything together. Yeah. So, I don't know. It was close.
And I'm sure it's a shock to the system that you did everything together and now all of a sudden, poof, he's not there.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so Tommy, our show director, reached out to Sean. And he was a little reluctant to talk to Tommy, so Tommy had him put it together in an email. So we got answers for you. So you just got to hang out a couple of minutes, and we will read what he said, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Close your call coming up next.
Get it. The Bird Show.